welcome to episode 218 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javier Rodriguez, and welcome back, everybody. We've got Ryan De La Rosa.
Hey, guys. Hope you tuned into last week, because you're really going to need to know what happened last week to understand anything that's happening this week.
What happened last week?
Yeah, what did
did I never put that up?
Oh no!
Whoopsie!
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're trying to cover how we didn't do a thing,
Javi.
We're trying to cover how we didn't do a podcast in like a month.
Oh well, I'm glad I didn't fuck that up.
it was quality anyway. So
yeah.
Gabe Philbin is here.
Hello.
And Dylan Roush.
Hi.
Guys, video games.
Yeah.
There's a pressing issue here.
There's no video games here.
Surprise, we're just going to talk about presidential candidates.
Video games aren't here. Video games went away.
Video games are gone. We've been gone for a month. We've been playing video games this whole time, we promise.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
just
you know, reloading.
Balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, tell us about the video games you've been consuming.
Well, of late, it's been, I started a little bit of Fire Emblem. I have not gotten
Fates
very far into it.
Fates or Awakening or Birthright? Or
it was Birthright?
Yeah.
Birthright.
Okay, hold up. I'm upset.
Why?
Because I told all of you guys for like 2 years to play Awakening.
I got Awakening. I have Awakening.
You got Awakening.
I do.
Did you play it? You woke up.
I played several hours of it, and I liked it, but I wasn't, like, completely engrossed in it, so I haven't touched it in a long time. And that's why I haven't picked up the new ones.
Right. I spent 2 years telling people to pick up that game, and no one did. And then now, everyone picked up these ones?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me there was, like, you could play, like, Matchmaker.
I think
all the characters.
A big difference here is that Awakening came out when other things were the new hotness, and right now there's kind of a lull, so it's perfect time for everybody to get hyped about the same Fire Emblem release, and everybody's, you know, tempted to pick it up.
Right.
Yeah. It was. It was kind of. It also was like a change of pace from anything that's come out recently. And like, I don't know, for whatever reason, the fact that it was on the 3DS seemed appealing.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, just, I guess.
Sometimes you want to take a break from the TV.
Yeah. So I played that a little bit. Like I said, I haven't gotten super far into it, but, I mean, seems like a Fire Emblem game. And then I've played more Fallout 4. Still working through that, slowly but surely.
Did you just like torturing yourself?
I like the game.
Oh,
lots of people like this game.
Yeah. I know Dylan doesn't.
I think it won Game of the Year at the DICE Awards, I think that was. Yeah, I think it was the DICE Awards. Yeah.
And then last night, I got Stardew Valley. I started playing that. I never played Harvest Moon, but I don't know. Something sounded very appealing about a game that basically has no lose state or win state, just like play the game and run around and plant some plants. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'm down with that. It was a nice relaxing evening of planting crops and watering them and fishing and just basically like Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
So that, which I'm down with.
I mean, if your crops grow, that's kind of a win state.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the game, I don't think, is there an end game to Stardew Valley?
Grow your crops.
So. It just goes forever and ever and ever. I think the developer for that lives in Seattle.
Cool.
Neat.
Let's hang with them.
Yeah. If you're listening, and we know you are.
Mm-hmm. We're back.
But yeah.
We broadcast across all Seattle frequencies.
Mm-hmm. But that's really all I've been playing. I've heard you guys, well, I say you guys, like one of the many Google Hangout chats that go on. People are playing some phone mobile games now, is that right?
Not me. I think that's like Devin.
Devin.
I've been playing the popular mobile game Final Fantasy IX.
Are you playing? You're on your phone?
I do have it on my phone. I started a game and I was like, I don't want to play this with a touchscreen. But I have it.
Yeah.
And no one can take that away from you.
No. No one.
But yeah, I heard that. I was like, oh no, it's happening to everyone. They're playing, what was it, Clash Royale? It's like,
yeah, something like that. Like,
people that make Clash of Clans,
yeah.
Yeah, it's from the same people. I looked it up this morning. I was like, they are talking about a mobile game. I was
Clash of Clash.
I was like, surely they're not talking about a phone. Oh, they are. They're talking about a microtransaction phone game. Cool. Cool, cool, guys. But maybe it's fun. I don't know.
And then you left the hangout.
No, I didn't. I do like how someone said that, like, you could buy stuff in game, but that's cheating. I was like, no, that's their business model. That's not cheating. That's exactly why they made that game. But yeah. So I have not joined in on that. But yeah, those are really all the games I've been playing over this past month. I don't think there was anything else. Yeah. I got my dad an Xbox One.
Steve's dad is now mobile.
Yeah.
and I want to play The Division.
Serge has that. Serge is the only person I know who has that.
Yeah.
Out of like our friend group that got it, at least on PS4. Pretty sure Dub got it, but
I'm kind of waiting for someone else in our normal group to get it, like who we talk to every night, because I know a lot of people have talked about wanting to play it, but no one has bought it.
I just don't have money. But watching Surge play The Division makes me really want new stuff in Destiny. Just like really
Knee pads?
Yeah, trendy cargo pants.
So I like the setting of The Division, and I like third person shooters more than first person shooters. Like, there's a lot of positives for me in that game, but I don't want another loot grind. I don't want another kind of, that's it. That's all there is to this game is, you know, just doing a bunch of objectives again and again and again to hopefully get better loot. Like, no, that's, I don't want that. So I'm staying away from The Division.
Right. Well, fair enough. That's something I want to do, but I have not done yet. Some guys at work have been telling me it's pretty good too. But so that's it.
That's cool.
Next.
It's been selling real well. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft said it's like their fastest selling game ever.
Wow.
Nice.
It got like a big marketing push. Maybe just because like I started watching TV again recently because we have cable. But like it's got a lot of TV ads. Like it kind of just came out of nowhere. Like I was like worried that it was gonna kind of just fall under the radar because it did that in over like development. It just kind of like disappeared for a year or so.
Yeah,
it seemed, and it was kind of worrying. But you know, it seems pretty solid. I had a good time with the beta. I feel like I have other things to do that have priority over The Division, and then by the time I'm done with those things, it's like there's already so many other games coming out.
I mean, you gotta do that new game plus on The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what have you been up to, Gabe?
So I've been on like a 3DS renaissance, kind of. Mm-hmm. Kind of kicked off by Pokemon. I think it kind of helped to have other people in the house playing Pokemon too, and just kind of, like racing isn't so much the right word, but like just, I don't know, just going through it together.
A Pokefest.
Yeah, but without the show marathon going on in the background. We did end up watching, Pokemon Origins, like I think about a week ago. Finally, episode stint based on the game. It is very much based on the game. Like, it is pretty much cut and paste the game.
Well, yeah, but are there cool parts? Or?
Yeah, like it's fun. It's only four episodes. Like it's worth watching if you're a Pokemon fan. Like just seeing that it recreated that way, and you know, it's very much the game.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Pokemon anime with Ash and stuff You could say that too, but it's also real goofy, like very dumb and out there. And Ash never learns anything. So, but from the, like the small clips when Pokemon Origins was like just getting teased and stuff like years and years ago, I remember going like, "Wow, that looks pretty good," but I never followed up.
So. Yeah, it's real good looking. I mean, it's really abridged. I mean, they fit like the game Pokemon Red into one or into four episodes. So like,
wow,
it skips like in like the in between episodes. It like kind of has like a since the last time we have, I don't know, fought Lieutenant Surge or something.
Mm-hmm. So like, does it have the same? Like, I know it's not Ash, it's Red, but like,
yeah.
But like, is Professor Oak the same voice actor? Is Gary the no?
No.
So
no.
Yeah, Gary's blue, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not the same Professor Oak, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
He was close.
Yeah.
Harris does a really good Professor Oak impression. So I got Pokemon Blue because Magmar is in that one, and he's not in any of the other ones. And I don't know. I never actually played through Red or Blue. I played through Yellow. I don't think I actually beat Yellow when I was a kid. I think I got like towards the end and then didn't finish it. But I really wanted to play Yellow, but you know, Magmar's not in there, and I have to have Magmar. So I went through that, and it's a lot. Like, I guess like it's 1995, and it's just the things like I don't remember about like Yellow, and I guess just older Pokemon games in general, just like the kind of micromanaging that has to go on in those games of if you catch too many Pokemon, they fill up like that one deposit box, then you have to go to the computer, change the deposit box, you fill up on items like instantly, and then you have to go drop them off in the computer. I don't remember any of that in playing Yellow.
See, I don't either, because I never ran into those problems. Like, I never caught enough Pokemon to fill up the box, and I never had to deposit any items. Like, these are things that never happened to me.
Yeah, well, like, the thing is, like, I don't really go for, like, catch them all Pokemon either, but, like, by the time I got to, like, the only time, like, I ran into the full Pokemon box problem was when I was fighting Articuno, and that was a great time for that to happen.
Ugh, man.
Because then I had to restart and go back, like, an hour.
At least only an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had a Pokemon game that I had put, like, maybe 4 or 5 hours straight into, and, you know, I was sort of hanging out with a friend, and my Game Boy fell off the couch or off a counter, and the cartridge slightly pulled out, and it broke everything. I lost the whole day's work. It was pretty devastating.
Yeah, but every time something like that has happened to me, it usually just means, well, it's over. I'm not playing this again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
At least not for a long time. But yeah,
which is funny, because that's kind of the basis of, like, the Souls games. Let's just take it all away from you if you, like, fail to get your souls back.
Yeah. But it was just, I'm more into doing a Pokefest now than I was before. I mean, I was always, like, for it, but like, now I'd want to, like, you know, hey, let's do this, guys. Let's do it. Well,
now, Pokemon's dead.
Sun and you missed the great Pokefests of days past.
I didn't live in Utah.
Oh, we tiny chatted that shit back in the day. No, but
I didn't do that.
Yeah. We have much more opportunity for expansion via your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then extending from Pokemon, I was like, well, I guess I'll give this Fire Emblem a shot. And just kind of been going through that. And Fire Emblem's just like, I said this to you, Javi, before we started, of like, it's like the perfect amount of like brain stimulation where you can do something, you can like watch a show at the same time, at least on like I'm on normal and I think classic. So if a character dies, they're dead, but like it's on like the lowest difficulty, which is kind of what I want. But I can like, I've like watched Broad City and wrestling with Surge while I'm playing this game. And it's nice to have like multitasking and then still feel like, I don't know, having a good time with a game.
And have you had a character die on you yet?
Oh yeah.
And do you go, I'm not accepting that, and then start the whole mission over, or do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because that's how I was playing Awakening, and I'm like, is this not cool? Is this am I supposed to just let them die? I don't
know. That's like the general thing. Or the general like way I guess people go through it. But I was telling Dylan, like, after I'm done with this playthrough, I kinda wanna just start a new one and go like hard into it. Just if somebody dies, that's it. Like, they're done. And just see how that goes.
Yeah, like, if you do that, like, obviously the game's not just going to run out of characters, right? But, like, then, like, how do you get invested? I guess that makes you even more invested, huh, in, like, the romantic stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. You just want to make sure.
make sure to keep them safe.
Them kids get born. There's some, like, if you start, like, looking into, like, the stats and, like, what kids will be made with, like, the different parents. It's, like, some like, creepy borderline, like, eugenic stuff, which is a little uncomfortable. And, like, breeding an army that way. But, so I kind of started avoiding that and just went with, I'm gonna make these people that I think would be happy smooch, and then we'll see what happens with their kid. And it's turned out pretty well so far.
You're all like nervous about the politics in your 3DS game. I don't know. This seems unethical.
I just wanna be an ethical matchmaker, Javi. Okay?
I see.
That's just all I want to be in life.
Fair enough.
So beyond that, I think in between over the last month. Yeah, so I haven't talked about Super Hot. Has anyone else played Super Hot?
No, nope. I meant to, and I haven't yet.
Because that is one interesting game in that it's... I don't know many, like, first-person puzzle games that, like, operate... Like, their puzzles operate as a first-person shooter, if that makes sense. In Super Hot, it's first-person game, and every time is frozen or moves really slowly... when you're standing still, but once you move, it starts to like become like real time, and so it's just like a stop and go like progression of like figuring out how to take out enemies, and shit, like that game makes you feel so cool sometimes. Of like, you pick up like a, I don't know, like a cup off a counter, throw it at a guy who's about to shoot you. When you hit it, when the cup hits him, he like tosses his gun in the air. You grab the gun and then you shoot him and then the person behind him. And it's like, it just makes you feel so cool in such like a short amount of time. And that game's a lot of fun. I think it might be like a little pricey for some people, because I think it took me about like 2 or 3 hours to beat like the main campaign. And then it unlocks like an endless mode where you just see how long you can go. In like a certain area, and I think it's like $20 or $25, but it's one of the like cooler games I've played in a long time.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend checking it out. And Dylan, I think you're sharing games with me on Steam, so you can check it out there.
Okay.
And then I haven't played this in a while. It was kind of just like a 3-day like marathon through. I don't even know if, like, you could say marathon through, just, like, marathon of playing it, because there's no real end of Devil Daggers. Did you guys hear about that or play it at all?
No, not
like,
at all.
It's like a Quake. It kind of, like, controls like Quake. I don't know. I don't know exactly how you would, like, describe it. Of, shit, this is, I haven't thought this far ahead. Of, it's like, it's first person, looks like Quake 1. Like, that kind of art style. It looks real, like, so I'm already, like, in it on the art style. And it has, like, a pattern of enemies. And the pattern is the same of the enemies that approach you and, like, the different kinds of enemies that come at you. And it's always, like, the same setup in the same area. And these, like, the same enemies come at you, but they all, like, home on you. So it's kind of, like, extended bullet hell first person. And if you get hit once, you die. But like each round gets like changed up in mainly how like proficient you are at like memorizing the pattern and taking out the enemies that like come out of like different spawners or will like do, I don't know, just that come at you in different ways. It's I haven't actually tried to explain this game to somebody, so this is difficult. Fuck, that game's so cool, though. And then Harris, Devin, and I were just doing, like, this kind of back and forth of going for, like, higher scores. And, the gauge of score is just how long you last. So, like, you can get overwhelmed pretty quick. And that's, like, the difficulty curve of that game. And, shit, I want you guys to play that game now. Now thinking about it, God, that game's real cool. I think what like, kind of got me away from it is that when I got pink eye over the last month, that's like when it really flared up when I was playing Devil Daggers. So I just kind of fell out of it after that. And oh, and one last thing I did, and then we can get to somebody else. I did the challenge in The Witness because apparently your game it stays at the end when the game is over, which I didn't know. Like, so you can just load that save, and I went and did the challenge, but I did the challenge with one eye closed because my pink eye was really flared up at that time, too.
Jeez. I got to try that challenge.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah, like, the challenge is, I don't know, is it spoilers to, like, explain what the challenge is if people still care about Witness spoilers at this point?
Ask the Ryan, do you care?
I don't know.
Listeners, do you care?
You can't, like, it's just, like, the setup.
It's just you have
it,
a bunch of puzzles you need to solve before just, two songs are over.
You know, like, everything else in The Witness is, like, this is, like, pre-generated. Like, it is all, like, right. A set, like, puzzle and, like, set solution or, like, set, like, number of solutions for single puzzles. But in the challenge, everything's, like, randomly generated.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to progress, and it's time based. So yeah, I think it's like 2.5 minutes or something. Like there's a song playing. And it gets really intense towards the end, but like it has pretty much every, not every single like type of puzzle in that game, but you know the probably like the most frequent ones that just kind of like test your ability. And then there's actually parts where it presents you with like three puzzles, but only one of them is actually solvable. So you have to like. You have to like start like seeing how things not only can be solved, but how like, you know, it's just like understanding like, no, this is just impossible. I'm like, shit, that's just a real fun thing to do. I went and did it like a few more times after I did it the first time. Yeah. So that's been my month, I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
Dylan.
I did some things.
Cool, hobby.
I also did things.
I bought. I got the new Hitman.
Is that episodic?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it's like I really liked the game, but I just finished the Paris level. I really want to play more, so it kind of forced me to like keep replaying the same level over and over again, which is really cool because I can explore. Like, I'm putting in a lot of time just, like, exploring that level. And kind of learning it inside out. And I suppose right. That's the type of game it is. It's a puzzle game. That's the best way to describe Hitman is they're puzzle games of murder.
That's kind of super hot. Everything in that game is killing red dudes.
You just gotta solve the... How am I going to get my target alone? How am I going to kill them? How am I going to escape?
Right.
And it's literally just a big puzzle to solve.
It's kind really, of got stealth going on too, right?
Yeah, but the stealth isn't like the stay out of sight type of stealth. It's more like you're out of sight in plain sight.
Right.
With the disguises and shit.
Well, and you want to kill them privately, so you're sneaking around trying to find an
opportunity. Or you can make a public showing of it and make it look like an accident.
Ah, okay.
Like, you can drop a chandelier on the target's head. Or you can drop a lifeboat on them.
How often does that come
the
up?
The irony.
More often than you think.
Just in the first level. You can push the target out off her balcony and have her land on her husband. Like,
two for one.
Exactly. Well, they're both a target.
Oh, okay.
So you have to take them out one at a time. And if you take one out and someone finds a body, oh, now it's harder to take the other out.
Right, right, right.
You can just go in just shooting, but that's boring. Who wants to play that game that way? But, other than that, I've been playing a lot of Fire Emblem. And Pokemon Yellow.
Who's your squad?
Right now, Primeape, Victory Bell, Mr. Mime, Haunter, and two others. I don't remember who.
You don't remember who you're using?
Well, because I'm just 90% using Primeape. I'm using him because, okay, so that game, when overriding moves, it doesn't ask you if you're sure. So at that time, Pikachu was my best Pokemon, and I accidentally overwrote Thundershock. And I was like, oh no. So I went and caught a Mankey, and then I like buffed him up to like insane levels. I kept feeding him steroids, and then he became Primeape, and I've been continuing to give him steroids.
And what did you name him?
Poop Dunk.
Poop Dunk.
Yeah, I got Poop Dunk, Kit Fisto, Sax King.
Sax King should be Slowpoke.
Sax King's Bulbasaur.
Why?
Because can you imagine those wicked tentacles on the saxophone?
Oh yeah, this reminds me that when you start a game of Stardew Valley, it asks you for your name, the name of your farm, and the name of your favorite thing. And so I was like playing with the character creator and made one with an afro, and then I was like, it just reminded me, I named him Bob Ross, and it's called Happy Tree Farm, and under favorite things I put also trees.
It's good. It's a good thing to be happy
also
about.
Trees. Right.
I like trees.
Yep. I love Bob Ross so goddamn much.
Oh, I got Squirtle. I forgot. He's Swolmon.
You have a Squirtle and a Bulbasaur?
I have Yellow.
Oh shit, right.
Yeah. Smart.
And I'm just leveling up some of them just so I can fill out the Pokedex, but
yeah, I tried to go through like with only having Squirtle because I don't like evolving him because I think Wartortle is ugly as fuck, and kind of same with Blastoise.
Fuck you.
But I was like watching, I was something on YouTube when I was playing, and Squirtle was like turning level 34. And apparently, like I was just like hitting A through some like bullshit trainer fight. I was like, yeah, get this over with.
Always hit B.
Well, I didn't know it was evolving, and then I looked down, and it's just like, oh, it's Wartortle.
It's the struggle of the original games. Do you get an Everstone? I don't think you do.
No, there's no Everstone, yeah. I don't think, in the first one.
Yeah. Life was rough back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you let Javi down.
What?
Huh?
You let Javi down, Gabe.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Javi.
You let yourself down.
I need someone to trade with me.
I can go get one for you.
I don't want no damn Magmar. I got a Charmander. That's the thing about like the yellow version. Like you get the three starters, and that covers so much of like the elements you need. Yeah, yeah. So, and plus Pikachu. Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Zapazon.
Yeah. Excuse me. Not Pikachu. Zapazon. The best. OG Pokemon still has Fat Pikachu.
Yep.
Oh god, I love Fat Pikachu. It's great.
Alright, Dylan, you done?
Dylan dropped out of the car.
Oh, he dropped out, my bad.
Oh no.
Shh.
Anyways.
Javi, what you been up to?
Mostly just old stuff. Bloodborne and Rocket League. And
I want to play some more Rocket League.
You should.
Yeah, you got hoops coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cross-platform play!
We should play Rocket League.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should.
I'm really good at it.
Ooh, I'm really bad at it now.
All right.
So, carry me, please.
I'm a big fan of one-on-one matches, actually. That's like the purest way to play. You have no backup, and neither do they. So if you fuck up, you're in trouble. What else? Salt and Sanctuary came out yesterday, and I was playing at Kadar's place over the weekend. It's basically Dark Souls in 2D. I don't really like the faces of the characters. Those look particularly like how I used to draw in junior high. But the game's nice to look at. It's definitely Dark Souls, and it's good. It's very good. Otherwise, God, nothing really. Like, I have all these Disney Infinity figures that just came out today, and I really want to play with them. And I got the Marvel Battlegrounds, and I really want to check that out. But I'm kind of, like, in purgatory here, where, like, I need to finish these videos before I can, you know, play those without a guilty conscience. So, so yeah, I haven't really been playing much else other than just Bloodborne and Rocket League. So...
Right.
Yeah. So I guess
we should play Rocket League sometime soon.
We should.
When it's not impeding on your videos.
Yeah. What's been going on in the last month?
Oh, geez, we've got things. I went through and kind of like narrowed it down to the big hitters, and I think I don't know if necessarily the biggest one, but most time relevant we can start out with is PlayStation VR got a lot of details this week. I think is a GDC. Yeah, GDC is going on. Yeah. And so price point announced, release date kind of announced of $400. It's coming out in October. That's like for the VR headset and everything that is to make it like function, but apparently you need the PlayStation camera too. So I guess like kind of $450 maybe is a more accurate price point. But they've got more than 230 developers working on it, and that you can expect about 50 games available between October and the end of the year to come out for it. So. Every time something new comes out, you know, they always preach the amount of support it's going to get. And I know EA was there and they said they're doing a Battlefront VR thing that'll be exclusive to that. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. So I feel like that I don't know exactly how well Star Wars Battlefront sold. I imagine pretty well, but that could be like
it did pretty well.
Yeah, that could be like a pretty, like, I don't know, driving force to check it out of. You know, Star Wars is pretty big right now, guys. but Surge has already ordered two new Move controllers in preparation.
gotta get ready.
So we will have a PlayStation VR in this house, which is cool.
Neat.
So... now we have an idea of all the pricing for the VR things. If this is the cheapest at $400, Oculus is coming in at $600, and then Vive, also in the month we've been away, got detailed coming out in early April for $800. I think the Oculus, the first round of orders for that comes out in early April too, like pretty soon. So I will start seeing these hit the market, which is exciting. And we got PlayStation VR at $400, Oculus $600, Vive $800, but Vive comes with like all the room setup technology and controllers and everything.
Yeah, but like, what software is built for the Vive? You know, I think it's one of those, like, of the three, three, like, I think the Vive is like probably the best product. But I mean, just hardware by itself. But I don't think anybody's going to be supporting it.
Yeah, I think like the advantage it has coming out is like the controllers at like the launch of like, you know, the VR headset, because Oculus doesn't have that, I think, until the end of the year, they're predicting. But also what I've heard is that the general consensus is that the Oculus those touch controllers are better or like more like fun to use than the Vive controllers. And then the whole Vive room setup is just that seems like an interesting, I don't know, like, there could be cool things to do with that, but you just know that there aren't going to be many things made for it. Mm-hmm. Like, other than, like, maybe tech demos of just, like, seeing what can happen.
Wait, well, which one's partnered with Valve?
Vive.
Right.
The HTC Vive.
Right, so I would think that maybe right now there's not, but if they're partnered with Valve, they're probably going to start to see stuff rolling out.
Yeah, but, like, the thing beyond that is, like, you need to have the space for it, too, and that thing kind of demands a fair amount of space of just, like, empty room.
I looked at their setup, and they had a couple different setups for smaller rooms. Just looking, like, at their website. I don't know how small the smaller is, but they definitely had multiple setups for
situation. That's the one that's meant to be, like, you're standing up, right?
Like, it has, like, motion tracking and everything. Right,
you need to, like, walk around the room and stuff.
Yeah. So you better make sure that room's clear.
Or not.
Or not. Make it exciting.
Yeah. Don't step on your dog.
Definitely don't do that.
No.
But yeah, it's exciting to start seeing, like, all the VR things become...
It's happening.
...closer to reality to just see how it's accepted. And, I mean, it's going to be a long time before, you know, I think the impact is, like, fully realized or felt, but...
I predict, and I think I said this a long time ago, that the PlayStation VR has the market, or at least in the gaming world. Like, I think that since with Facebook backing it, the Oculus is going to be probably, like, it's probably going to target a market outside of gamers with mm-hmm. all sorts yeah, of like, crazy features. And
I guess you could say, like, multimedia purposes.
Right, yeah. Like, I think they're going to want to eventually be selling it to, like, our parents with, you know, oh, you can see vacation photos in 3D or check out houses, you know, in a 3D world and look all around before you buy, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that as far as, like, for gamers, PlayStation VR has it. Like, I think Sony's gonna kill it.
Yeah, it's also, like, I'm curious how the the, like, distance between launching of, like, PlayStation VR and Oculus and Vive will, like, affect it of, since PlayStation is the cheapest right now, if people are just going to start holding out for that, or...
Yeah.
If,
I think people will. Actually, you know what actually might come from nowhere and hurt its sales, maybe, is the NX. Like, if the NX is out there this holiday... And it's, like, amazing. I don't know. That is a long shot.
Yeah, we still don't really have, like, a good idea.
We don't know anything, really. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, like, if somebody's going to spend $400 this mm-hmm. holiday 2016, is it going to be on a virtual reality headset or on a new console?
Yeah.
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 But I think, like, it's the... What am I trying to say? There's, like, there's a huge fucking gap between, like, the price points beyond, like, the base VR headset of PlayStation and, like, Oculus and Vive, because PlayStation is just you plug it into your damn PlayStation and it supposedly works. Like, that's what it's being made for. You need a
PlayStation camera, but yeah.
Like, that's, like, the extension and, I guess, Move controllers.
You don't need those, I bet.
Yeah, you don't need those, sorry. Yeah. But, like, there will be things that work with Move controllers. And then for Oculus, I think they had bundles coming out, or, like, they had, like, a design bundle for Oculus and PC that was like $1,500 for like to like have it function well, and like PlayStation is $350 right now. I think that's like what the price dropped to.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just PlayStation has such, it's going to get into a lot more living rooms and homes, I feel like.
Yep.
And that's kind of like what's Palmer Luckey has said of like it. It's exciting to have a more, like, basic isn't the right word.
Accessible.
Like, maybe accessible, like, mainstream VR thing to just so people can see. It's not going to be, like, the highest fidelity one, but, you know, it's still going to be
somehow it has the
different.
Highest refresh rate from what I've heard. I don't know why, but, yeah.
Yeah, so that's PlayStation VR, and then in... sad news, Lionhead Studios has closed down. I feel like it's been a I don't know, like a slow burn for Lionhead kind of since Fable 3 of just like downsizing and then I think that Fable game,
yeah,
like Kinect Fable game was not received very well, and now Lionhead is closed, Fable Legends is canceled. In addition to that, Press Play Studios and what they're working on was called Project Knoxville is closed too.
I'm shocked that Fable Legends didn't come out. Like, that was one of the games that they revealed the Xbox One with, and it looked pretty.
I don't even remember that one.
It was that like, I was like, not top
asymmetrical,
down, yeah, asymmetrical
multiplayer. Like, I don't know if like the camera was isometric, but
it was
kinda,
that kind of diagonal.
Yeah,
angle.
Okay, so
that,
yeah, isometric
but,
camera.
Yeah. But I remember looking at it and going, I like this art style a lot. I would love to play a game that looks like this. And then they're like, it's multiplayer competitive Fable, and I was like, oh, now I don't care. Damn.
Yeah.
But that's been like. When they first showed it, it looked really polished. It looked great. And, you know, it's been, what, 3 years now? And then they just never released it. It seems like a huge waste of time and money. Like, I can't believe they're just pulling the plug. Maybe it was unfinished.
There's a lot of weird things going on at Microsoft. I don't know. Because it's not, like, necessarily negative, but it's just, like, what does this mean, really? Because, they've also started saying that they're going to start like designing games, apps and everything to be to run on like the universal Windows platform, which will let it run on PC, Xbox, tablets and smartphones.
I've been getting the kind of vibe, that kind of nervous silence vibe from Microsoft, where it feels like they're kind of distancing themselves from putting much effort into the Xbox One right now, and are looking to kind of, like you said, just merge, like, because they're like, well, what's the point when we have Windows 10 on every PC in the country or in the world, you know, or in most PCs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we trying to push this console hardware when we could just kind of make them this one and the same? I don't know. I think that's what they're going for. I don't know if that's going to hurt them, honestly. And Ryan, you know the most out of all of us, like what's on the horizon. But I feel like there's Gears, and I don't know, and maybe Quantum Break.
Gears, yeah. Quantum Break. Quantum Break's pretty soon, actually.
Yeah.
ReCore.
Oh yeah, ReCore. Yeah, those are all like concept trailers, though, right? Like.
Yeah, we haven't seen any like gameplay of ReCore.
Yeah. I don't know. I get this like nervous feeling like are they just kind of not giving it their all this gen, or like,
well, it seems like they're, I don't know, if
they seem really hungry for the 360.
They lost in the first month, if we recall, so
it's
pretty much
over
after
that.
They folded and gone home. They're done.
It's just so what like they're saying, what Phil Spencer has said, it sounds like they're going to be like releasing updated hardware.
Yeah, that was. I haven't
that,
read about that
in
but...
like regular intervals. So it's like more powerful processors, like in graphics hardware, and that seems bold.
That's off-putting a little bit.
Of, I like what's like the price model for that, and how does that get implemented into like consoles? Because I guess like Nintendo kind of got away with it in like their pretty like. Lucrative trade-in programs for the new DSs, right. And then like they had like the exclusive games for like what DSi and DS or DS Lite and then DSi or
yeah,
other way around.
But
I can't remember.
This sounded. Didn't this kind of sound like actual like swapping out parts type shit? Like the way they did it, the way they were talking about it.
Kinda, but like, can they do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can they make that like a consumer friendly thing?
That seems difficult, but
yeah, like that's not something people do commonly with PCs.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get like more into like enthusiast and like gaming like PCs, then yeah, but or, like the mass market doesn't. I don't know. It's strange where Microsoft has said they're going. or at least trying to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go read some more about that, because, like, I've heard about it, like, secondhand, but haven't actually gone and read any of the articles that were related to it. But, yeah, it sounded a little strange.
Yeah. It just very peculiar. And also, I mean, Rocket League is going to, they're going to start, like, pushing for, like, cross-platform play, because Rocket League works, or will work, with, like, multiplayer between PS4, PC, and Xbox One.
Yeah, good on them for that.
So they say.
Yeah. And
they were there, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought I saw them saying, like, that they're open to do cross-platform multiplayer on everything. I thought that's what they said.
Who?
Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, I think Microsoft has said that, and they're trying to...
And then Sony was like, kinda, I don't know.
They're basically kind of putting it out there, trying to push Sony towards it.
Yeah.
It sounds like...
Get, like, public pressure on Sony to do it, because Sony has no reason to do it.
Yeah. It's a way to put them in a position where you're the bad guy if you say no.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you just got to be the first one to put it out there. And
yeah.
Now it's maybe the other person's
they learned,
fault if it never
they learned from, yeah, we're doing DRM. Like every
you're
single
always
game.
Always online and everything.
It's because they came out first. Yeah. Like, you don't do that.
And then old Sony just didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how pretty much like the gap between Xbox One and PS4 was kind of decided by
it was
Microsoft's
that,
just
it was that fumble
horrible explanation of that always online thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then when you get your PS4 and you're disconnected from the internet and a game doesn't work, you're like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Wait I've a been bruised.
Yep.
Yep. Well, yeah, because it was
Sony
funny.
Are
I mean, it was
big fat liars.
I mean, they basically just went up there, didn't say it, and then just they never lied because it was just on the developers. The developers were going to do it anyway, regardless of what Sony said.
Yeah, so, I mean, the difference is still that Microsoft was going to make it systematic. They like every
they flubbed,
game.
They flubbed the talk.
I think the big difference is like Microsoft said they were going to do it, and then instead of like showing examples of all the good things that can happen from it, they just said, "Here's what you lose."
Yeah, yeah.
Here's everything that you used to be able to do, and now it's gone. And it's like, what the hell are
We've
you doing, guys?
Taking it from
well,
you.
And another problem was like one of the things that they said you would gain from it is the power of the cloud, but that
nobody
in a way
understands the cloud.
What does that mean?
Well, I think I know what it means is that, you know, we can make the games look better. We can basically outsource the power of the hardware through the internet, and I think that's what they're saying. But inherently, like them saying that. Is them also saying, yeah, our console, the hardware is not that powerful. You know? Like, you need the internet, and then it's awesome.
I think the only game that's, like, that has been shown to take advantage of that is Crackdown, and, like, the destructible environments that are processed by the cloud.
You mean the Crackdown game that hasn't come out yet?
That cut its single player?
Or what? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Whatever's happening with that. Yeah.
Who knows?
That's the one I'm talking about.
It's always online. We might as well just make it multiplayer. Always. And forever.
Yeah.
And then finally, No Man's Sky finally has a release date, and we can find out exactly what that game is on June 21st.
Yay.
And that people are getting like more and more hands-on previews with it, and it kind of sounds, I don't know, like kind of survival-y? Like kind of like a survival game? It has like a lot of those like aspects to it of and that was I don't know, that's just not how exactly I pictured it before. I'm still very curious about No Man's Sky. Also it's a full price game, which was like a point of confusion before what exactly it was going to be priced.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not bothered by that at all.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a problem. I mean, if it is as big as they say it is, and that, like,
I mean, this is all part of the like if people feel like, oh, what the hell, it's an indie game or whatever, like, why it shouldn't be that price or that high price, that's just a side effect, that's growing pains, because like we're like, it's easy to forget how recently like games on that were digital only or that were indie games or yada yada were like just proving themselves as legitimate video games, you know, where they stopped being looked at through that filter, you know, where they could win Game of the Year, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like now the price is starting to match the quality, in theory. But yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Mm-hmm. And so that's all the big hitter news that I put down. I guess Pokemon Sun and Moon are announced.
Did you write down any little hitter news?
No. Uh-huh. Who cares about little shit?
Any bunts? That's true.
In bunts. Well, I guess there's like a bit of a bunt that we can talk about through one of our questions, which we can get into now.
Okay.
So let's check in with listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Hello.
Hey, listeners. Justin Doss. Thoughts on Uncharted 4 being delayed until May.
And I love it.
Uncharted 4.
If it Uncharted comes 4. Out at the same time as Persona, I'm sorry, Uncharted.
I don't know. Does Persona have like a month or anything?
No.
Down yet? No? Okay. Man, they fucking Persona, they kept saying that was coming out in 2015, like even in November.
Oh, it still is.
To this day, it's still coming out in 2015.
It's gonna retroactively be my game of year of 2015 and 16.
So, did anyone get a hands-on with the multiplayer?
Yes.
What'd you think, Javi?
Oh, not this second, not the stress test, but the first one. It was fine. It was fun. I didn't get to play with anybody else, though, so... I don't know. Playing
Sorry,
by myself.
We were too busy.
I played a little bit with Harris and Dow on the stress test, and I think I talked about the Uncharted multiplayer before. It's real silly and...
Yeah, I remember Harris saying, I was like, that weekend was coming up. I was like, hey, we should play something. I don't remember what it was. And then Harris was like, well, we got that Uncharted multiplayer this weekend. I was like, yeah, we should still play the other thing, because... Uncharted multiplayer sucks. It always
You're
has.
Just a hater. You can't understand the love and joy that I feel playing a stupid-ass Uncharted multiplayer when you get enough money to just drop a giant dude in front of you with a Gatling gun.
Giant dude, Ryan.
Giant dudes.
I love giant dudes.
It's like a mech.
Yeah, just like mechs.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Uncharted 4 now coming out in May. I think it... So it's now been... Like, delayed a month twice.
Yeah. Kinda,
which, I mean, I think they said this one was... they kind of hinted at it being, like, a localization thing to try to... I think Neil Druckmann said that this delay makes it the same game for, like, all regions, like, on day one.
And, like, this is... They keep pushing the date back, but not, like... by a year or 2 years. I mean, it's not...
Well, no, they're just doing it 1 month at a time until they get to a year.
Well, originally it was supposed to come out last year.
Well, it's already gone gold, and they needed the extra time to print the discs in time. So we know it's coming. The point I was trying to make is it's not The Last Guardian. It's not Gran Turismo 4 or 5.
No, it totally is.
Yeah.
Never coming out.
You know, after that whole thing last year, I can see Last Guardian being delayed again.
Yeah.
Can it be delayed?
It has to be being made to be delayed.
They did say 2016.
Yeah. Who knows when or if that'll be.
I don't want to say who cares about The Last Guardian.
I'll say it. Who cares
who
about
cares?
The Last Guardian?
Like, at this point, like, I feel like it doesn't matter.
Say it.
Let's just say that when it was first announced, there was a meter that was completely tapped out or full. Is tapped out full? I don't know.
Tapped out is empty.
Okay. But, yeah. You have a meter that was entirely full that represents good faith based on Shadow of the Colossus and Ico. And that's gone. It's tapped out. There's no good faith left. Now, release it or don't. Who fucking cares?
They and have as
when
much
it, when
as
it
Valve
is out,
does.
When it is out, if it's good, then maybe we'll get a little bit of good faith back in that meter. But there's none left.
Hey,
yeah, how do you think it would sell? Like, if it
all I'm waiting on is Agent. Know. Still waiting on Agent.
What is Agent? Oh, that Rockstar
game that we got the font for in 2009.
It's still in development, guys.
Didn't that end up becoming LA Noir?
No. No. Agent is
PlayStation limbo. Exclusive.
coming out on PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
It's gone the way of Mirror's Edge 2.
Yep.
Yeah. It's never coming out. I like your thinking, Ryan.
That's a real thing. That has like developer diaries right now. The game looks real
I like pretty. Ryan's thinking.
Does it have a release date?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Okay.
It was originally...
Gabe just made that up right
it
now.
It was supposed to come out in February, but then it got bumped back 3 months.
Right. Gabe left a voicemail at their studio saying, hey guys, May 26th sounds pretty good. And he hasn't heard back, but he's just assuming they're running with it.
He calls them on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Everything good? Do you guys need anything? All right.
Anybody want cream?
Yeah. Okay, no cream.
Okay, no cream.
Justin Doss, in honor of March 16th, what's your favorite matchup with Stone Cold Steve Austin?
What?
It's Austin 316. It's March 16th.
What about him?
Yeah, what's your favorite matchup with him?
Is the obvious answer to say Bret Hart and Macho and Stone Cold at Survivor Series?
Oh, I was going to say Bret Hart and Stone Cold at WrestleMania 13. Like when Stone Cold became Stone Cold.
That was Survivor Series, dude, wasn't it?
No, that was Mania.
Was it? I swear it was Survivor Series.
The double turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Mania. Let me...
Bullshit.
Go to the tape. It's Mania 13.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
Well, I can't type because I have a mechanical keyboard.
All right.
But Javi, what's your answer?
I don't know, but maybe when he... Wait, so... Was it... No, okay.
What?
No, I always have fond memories of when SmackDown was brand new, and that was...
You were
like...
right, Gabe.
What?
It was WrestleMania 13.
Gabe was right. Ken Shamrock was the referee.
Yep.
there was a brief time there where there was... The Ministry, which was Undertaker, Edge and Christian, and third man from the Brood. What the hell was his name? I don't remember.
Test?
No, it was Gangrel.
Gangrel. Gangrel.
He'd come out with a little cup of blood and spit it everywhere. and then, so that was the Ministry, and then you had the Corporation, which was Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, and like a bunch of people in suits, including Test, I believe. Anyways. At some point, they merged when SmackDown was created and it became the corporate ministry. And if I remember correctly, Stone Cold went from face to heel and joined them. Am I right? I don't know if I'm right. But
Stone Cold went heel and I don't know. I mean, he shook Vince McMahon's hand and that almost...
That was 2003, I thought.
That almost destroyed the company.
Either that was Austin, with the WCW invasion.
Either Austin... joined the ministry and The Rock was the only like good guy left in the roster to fight it, or The Rock joined the ministry and I don't see The Rock joining corporate ministry, so I don't think that's what happened. And SmackDown was The Rock show, so I think it was Austin that turned. Anyways, I don't remember a particular match at all. I just have really fond memories of that time and like the drama and like all that was so exciting as a kid. So.
Stone Cold versus Kurt Angle was really good.
Yeah, when Kurt Angle came out in the milk truck and parodied. Yeah, that was wonderful.
That was WrestleMania 2. Well, yeah, they had a match against each other as well, though.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a specific match.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What, you guys don't want to hear my answer?
Sorry, excuse me. Ryan, what would you like to add to this?
I have nothing.
Well, then why? Fuck you.
Ryan loves Gangrel.
Well, what about Stone Cold versus The Rock at WrestleMania 17?
That was fine.
17, 18, or 19?
Fine. It was 17, 2001.
Yeah, they did each... I know they did 17 and 19. I think they were 18, too. But yeah, because 19 was the one in Seattle.
Yeah, no, this is 17. 17 was 2001, and that was Rock versus Stone Cold.
Yeah. Yeah, those matches are pretty solid. Stone Cold's real good. And then last up, Rachel Gray asks, where have you been? here the whole time.
Playing video games.
Didn't you listen last week?
I was probably right next to you, Rachel.
Where have you been? Right, like right here.
But we're back now, I think. I don't know. How's everybody's schedule?
Where have we been? Dylan. Oh. God damn it.
What are my options?
I mean, I'm off for like the next 2 weeks and then school starts back up, but that's easy.
That's two more episodes, guys. Confirmed.
It's not finals, and I'm not sick.
For now.
Yeah.
Me and Ryan have come close to creating our own show.
Yeah. We were starting to be like, well, we're just...
Oh, my God. Why didn't you do it?
They're never coming back. And so we thought about it. But that's as far as we got.
Why didn't you do it? Because you thought about it.
Thought about it.
We're like, Rachel did send me a link to the lyrics of a Hoobastank song with my name in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Classic Hooba.
Yeah, like, oh,
the Hooba
cool,
we
guess.
All know.
Yeah, they spell out Ryan in that song.
Yeah, they don't actually say the name. They just spell out R-Y-A.
Yeah,
for
it's
whatever
great.
Reason.
God, Hooba stinks so fucking
good,
guys.
I haven't listened to the song, but I read the lyrics.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Do they just, like, get on the mic and, like, partway through the song, they're like, Ryan Dolorosa.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I wish.
Oh, man. Somebody get Hoobastank on the phone. We
actually,
can make
I had
happen.
Some friends when I was younger that used to say that if they ever became famous and won some kind of award on an award show, they were just going to walk up to the mic and say Ryan De La Rosa and then walk off. And that was going to be
it. That's it? Just no preface?
Yeah, nothing. Just Ryan De La
get
Rosa.
Get an Academy Award and then just Ryan
you
De La Rosa.
You just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do? Ryan De La Rosa.
Well, please don't do that.
Peyton Manning's coming to do you.
Ryan, before Peyton Manning goes and does you, how about you tell people where they can find us?
You can find us at whitepeopledabbing.com. You can
That's
also
not true.
Find, yes, you can. It is so true. I want
live
to see.
Testing.
I'm waiting. Yeah.
We told you about when we bought that.
No, I know that you bought it, but okay. I didn't know
you
set it up.
Are you confirming it?
Yeah, I set it up.
All right.
You can also find us at gameovernation.com. You can
I
find
mean, if
us,
you want to use that
yeah,
one.
If you want to use the lame one, you can find us at youtube.com/gamezerovernation. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/gameovernation. And you can hit us up on Twitter at gameovernation.
Sure
those
can.
Are the places. Go find us. Do it.
Do it.
All right, listeners.
Do you have
you
a new video coming, Javi?
Yeah. Well, not on our channel just yet. That something is in the pipeline. It's been in the pipeline since goddamn Leavenworth. But no, I have two videos coming out on a different an affiliate channel, and you'll know if you follow me or follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
But yeah, so look out for that. And yeah, thank you for listening. We will catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.